Hey, what is going on? Welcome to Beautiful Start Podcast. I am your host, Antoinette, and today's topic is accepting benefits only. So we should be living a life that benefits us instead of sacrificing ourselves for something or someone that does not benefit us. You know, I see so many women sacrifice their time, their youth, their happiness, and even their mental health, their mental sanity for a relationship that's like leading them nowhere, you know, or just to say, oh, I'm in a relationship, I got a man. You feel what I'm saying? But they're not getting nothing out of it. Nothing out of it. You feel what I'm saying? And a relationship should be a two-way street, you know? But some women find themselves in relationships that are not conducive to their life, you know, and it's actually sucking the life force out of them, you know? And sometimes they can enter these relationships under a preconceived notion that things are going to be different than what they are. Pretty much like the God deceived them in some type of way because they thought that, you know, things were going to be different. Like, let's say, for instance, the guy made it seem like, oh, well, you know, I want to be in a relationship with someone that I want to take care of. I'm into like this traditional way of being like, oh, I go out and work and I want my ladies to stay home, be a stay at home mom or, you know, be a stay at home wife, you know, do the home stuff like, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, and stuff like that. But when they actually, you know, get married or be in a relationship with this person for quite some time, then they realize that this person, that this guy was just saying that because that's what the woman wanted to hear. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of these guys are doing. They want to, well, I don't want to say a lot of guys or all guys. I'm not trying to put every man in the same category. But for the majority, but for some, right, there are guys out there that's going to tell you what you want to hear just so that they could get what they want. You feel what I'm saying? And how you know that someone is telling you what you want to hear is because the actions are not lining up. It's not lining up at all. Like you have a guy that's going to tell you anything like, oh, I'm going to, you know, take you out. I want a relationship. I like going out. I like hanging out. I like, you know, partying. I like, going to church or, you know, like stuff like that. Like they're kind of piggyback off of what you say you like, right? So if a woman would be like, you know, I want a guy that's outgoing, that likes to, you know, go out on dates, a guy that, you know, go to church and, you know, shit like that, right? You telling a guy what you interested in and what you want. And so he's going to become that because ultimately he's trying to get some. You feel what I'm saying? And it's so, you know, unfortunate that men will pretend to be in relationships or say they want relationships just so that they could, you know, get some sex. You feel what I'm saying? That's just like the guy out there who tells a woman, oh, well, you know, I want to be a family man. I want to have children. You're the person that I want to settle down with and have kids with. And then when a woman get pregnant, he's nowhere to be found. You know what I'm saying? He don't even want to be bothered. You know what I'm saying? Or he said, oh, well, I'm going to get a job. You know, I'm going to do this. But then he a deadbeat. He doesn't even provide or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just wants to talk and act like he's, you know, he could fulfill that role. But then really, when it comes down to the action part of it, he's not really about that. And that's when you have to really see things for what it is. Not for what someone's telling you it is, but really from what they are, their actions are. You feel what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, when you really look at, observe people's behaviors as far as what they're saying and what they're doing, you could really notice what somebody's really about. And then you could really see the deception. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I kind of like observe, like when I talk to, you know, certain men or the relationships that I get into. Cause I'm just like, I gotta see what this person's about. You feel what I'm saying? And all these blasts from the past people, you know, the people that, you know, particularly men, because I, you know what I'm saying? Since I'm talking about relationships and the benefits, because I feel like with a relationship, you should be getting something out of it that you want. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody out there is not seeking the same stuff out of a relationship, right? But whatever it is that you want from a relationship, you should be getting that, and not somebody that's just gassing you up so that they could get what they want. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and if you were in a relationship with somebody and it didn't work out, whatever that type of relationship is, a serious relationship, a complicated relationship, a relationship where y'all just hook up or whatever like that, whatever the relationship is, you're a grown woman. You know what I'm saying? I feel like as a grown adult, you should enter in relationships that you want to be in, regardless, right? It's no one size fit all. This ain't what that is. A lot of people try to make relationships out to be like this one size fit all. This is how it's supposed to be. No, it's two consensual adults who agree to something with whatever they want out of the relationship, right? But I feel like when one is not holding up to they ended a bargain, then that's where it should be like. It should be, the tie should be cut. You feel what I'm saying? And another thing is, right, with these blasts from the past dudes, right, who just want to call you randomly, you feel what I'm saying? And act like nothing happened and try to come back in your life. And it's just like, my thing is, you know, I know people change. I change. Everyone changes, right? But if somebody's coming back in your life with the same BS, talking the same thing, the same game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to sit back and just question it and just be like, yo, why is this guy calling me after all this time? You know what I'm saying? Calling me after like 4 years. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be like, all right, what you want? And especially when it didn't end well. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like the relationship didn't end well. You guys ended on bad terms, right? But yet this guy is feeling lonely and he want to call you because, you know, he think that he could get something out of you. And most times, like, you know, whatever, you know, that thing is, you know, they want sex or whatever. They want to hit you up and feel like, oh, yeah, I knew her. And, you know, and maybe I could, you know, get in and try to get some fucking, have some sex or whatever, like, then you just be like, what's the point? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, they be vulnerable and then they just end up back in that same situation. And it's just like, if the dude wasn't doing nothing for you back then, you know what I'm saying? What he gonna be doing for you now? And especially if it was just like a horrible ass relationship, like, what's the point? You feel what I'm saying? Like, what are you benefiting from that? Like, going back to an ex that didn't even do, y'all didn't even have a great relationship. Like, what would be the benefits of that in your life? You won't benefit from it. You feel what I'm saying? I sit back and I feel like, yeah, people could change, right? Because I know some of you out there will say like, oh, well, you know, I took my ex back and, you know, things are going good and, you know, he's changed and everything is working out. Well, kudos to you that everything is working out, right? But I just honestly feel like when you in certain relationships or have certain issues and you guys never really resolved those issues, talked about it, got through it, right? And moved on, you know what I'm saying, in a healthy manner, rather than just the relationship just didn't go nowhere or you guys just, you know what I'm saying, it just ended badly. Then, you know what I'm saying, it's just going to be the same shit. Like, straight like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was a jump off situation, right? Where it was just like a sexual relationship. You guys met up and y'all, you know, has, you know, sex. But in the meantime, you wanted a relationship with this person, but they didn't want a relationship with you. That person didn't even want a relationship with you. They ended up being in a relationship with somebody else instead of you, right? And so you moved on with your life, right? Like, all right, this person was just using me for sex, you know, or whatever, and I was using that person for sex. Like, someone would say, like, okay, well, he wanted sex, I wanted sex. Okay, we considered adults. That's what we did, you know. But then I wanted a relationship, and he didn't want a relationship, right? You know what I'm saying? He went on, moved on, got in a relationship with somebody else, right? And the relationship no longer worked out. Right? It's no more, like, all right, it dissolved, it's over, right? You moved on. And then now all of a sudden, when that relationship with that person didn't work out, now they want to call your phone because they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe we could get back to the way things were. And it's just like, what's the point of that? What's the point of that? What's the point of really entertaining something like that? Right? Especially when you in a space where you say, oh, okay, I want to be in a relationship. I want to, you know, settle down and be with someone that, you know, we could do things together, you know, whatever, like, you know, have a relationship, like, you know, but when you have a guy who's just trying to come in and they just want to have sex and they're not trying to do anything other than that, then you say to yourself, you're not going to benefit from that, right? They could make it appear that it's going to be something else, like lie and be like, oh, okay, well, you know, that person could lie and say, oh, well, I'm single now and, you know, I want a relationship. You know, they could say all that stuff that you want to hear. But as soon as they, you know, get what they want, then it's just like all that stuff is out the window. So how does that benefit you? It's not going to benefit you at all. It's just really not. And I think some of us women need to really acknowledge that and just let some things go. Like, all right, the shit didn't work out and it's not going nowhere. I'm not going to benefit from this. So why even entertain that that's not going to benefit you? Right. If you say to yourself, well, you know, I want more than just hookups and just having sex. You know what I'm saying? If some women out there, they'd be like, oh, well, I just want to have sex. That's it. I don't want no relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's okay with me for us to just, you know, casually hook up. I got my life. My life is busy. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to hook up every now and then. Okay, you're a grown-ass person. You feel what I'm saying? You make that choice. You make that choice. And that's what you want. And that's going to benefit you. That's going to be in your work in your favor because that's what you want. But for the woman who don't want that, it's not going to benefit you. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to... it's going to hinder what you want. Because at the end of the day, if you say, oh, I want to be in a relationship, I want someone that's going to be there for me financially, you know what I'm saying? That we're going to go out on dates, you know, we're going to go on vacation. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to live together. I'm going to meet his family. He's going to meet my family. You know what I'm saying? If you're that type of person and that's what you say that you want, then that's what you should be getting. Because then it'll benefit you, right? But just the hookups, that's not going to benefit you. You feel what I'm saying? For someone to just, you know, you guys have casual sex or whatever, and y'all don't talk or nothing like that, then that's a waste of time, right? And it's like, you don't want to waste your time on things that, or people that's not going to, you know, benefit you at all. And even me giving that example, it could be, you know, other things, right? Like, let's say, for instance, a job. The job ain't benefiting you no more. It doesn't work for you. Like, let's say, for instance, if you... want to go back to school. Like, let's say, for instance, you say to yourself, oh, I want to go back to school and obtain my degree. I want to go back to school in the evenings and I want to go back to school full time, but I want to go in the evenings. Now, if you're working a 12-hour shift, right? Let's say if you work a 12-hour shift 5 days out of the week, you know, and your school schedule that you want to for your major is on those days in the evening, right? Let's say you work from 8:00 in the morning to 8 p.m. and your schedule for school starts at 4 p.m. Like 4 p.m. to like 7:00 or 8:00 on certain days, right? And it's like, you know, you value school and you want to finish it so that you could start to work towards a different career. You want to work towards like a different career because you're tired of the type of work that you're doing, right? So then therefore, those hours don't benefit you no longer, right? So it's like you have to change your shift around. Or you're going to have to find a school that perhaps have, you know, the classes on the days off, right? But that job and those hours and that schedule don't benefit you. You feel what I'm saying? That's just like if someone has, you know, long hours and, you know, they can no longer, like with the long hours, you work 12 hours, right? Let's say you work 12 hours, you have childcare in place or whatever, and then all of a sudden you can't, you know, the childcare, like let's say the daycare closed or the babysitter no longer can watch your children, or maybe your family are no longer supportive, then you're going to have to get rid of that job or switch your shift. You know what I'm saying? Or go part-time or something like that. But you have to do something that's going to benefit you and where you are at in your life and the things that you want now. You know what I'm saying? And the needs of the people around you, because let's face it, there are people that depend on us and need us. You know what I'm saying? And we have to provide full support. You feel what I'm saying? Especially like our children. You know, so if something that's not benefiting you, you have to kind of let it go. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not telling people out there to not support themselves or not, you know, not make money. But what I'm saying is if working a 12-hour shift is not beneficial to you, then perhaps explore other ways, like working a four hour shift, right? Working part time while you go to school full time, or finding a full time job that can incorporate you going to school, or that can assist with whatever it is that you're working towards, right? And this is general, you know. I'm just throwing out some examples out there so that you guys can see as far as you guys utilizing the things so that it could benefit you. You know what I'm saying? So that you could be, so that things could be working out in your favor. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because it's like, what's the point of not getting what you want out of life, or not getting what you want out of a relationship, out of a career, out of a friendship? It should be something that's benefiting you, that you should be getting something from it. But if it's not benefiting you, you know what I'm saying? Like you working at a 12-hour shift and it's a dead-end job. They not trying to give you no raise. They not trying to promote you, you know what I'm saying? And it's not going, and the money's not changing. The money's just staying, you know, like you're not getting no raises. It's just like the same amount for so many years. If that's something that you don't want, you feel what I'm saying? Because that's the thing, right? Because like I said, we all strive and want different things. It's not a one size fit all. You know what I'm saying? Some people prefer to work in the day and others prefer to work at night. And that's just simple. Some people prefer to do like hard labor, like, you know, work with their hands, fix things, while other people, you know, utilize they mind, like, you know what I'm saying, like you know, putting stuff together, like planning, doing, you know, paperwork, like, you know, if someone's a receptionist or, you know, a secretary, you know, someone who's like a lawyer or someone who's a librarian, you know what I'm saying? But they're not out there really getting their hands dirty like a janitor or a maintenance person, right? And some people, you know, prefer, it benefits them to work for somebody else, work for an organization or corporation, you know what I'm saying? While other people, it benefits them to have their own business. You feel what I'm saying? It benefits them to, you know, work for themselves. That's what they want. You feel what I'm saying? And it all has to be in your favor. It should be in your favor, like the things that, you know, you say you want. You should be getting something out of it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So, like, and I see so many women, like, go through being miserable, right? And because they holding on to certain beliefs that's against what they want, you know what I'm saying? Or that's against them feeling good, or against something that's going to benefit them. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like, like certain, like, religions, or, you know, it's a lot of religions or a lot of traditional values, the traditional views, the traditional beliefs that kind of hinders certain women, you know, or women in general, right? Well, not all women, right? Because we all don't have the same religious values and views. But some women out there, you know, because of traditional values or traditional beliefs, they do certain things that don't benefit them. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's a tradition. And my thing is, if it's making you sad, is it, if it's bringing you down, right, then why still hold on to that belief? You know what I'm saying? The things that, you know, we are doing in life should be benefiting us. And it's just like, life ain't all about being sad and miserable and down and always depressed and feeling like you can't, you know, be yourself. You can't thrive. You can't make the choices that you want to make or live the life that you want to live because you holding on to a tradition or a religious view that's keeping you hindered, or you allowing someone else to control you and it doesn't make you happy, then that's something that you should let go of because it doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit you, right? Because it's like, why waste your time on something that is not going to benefit you? Because time is so important, because that is something that we cannot get back, right? And some people spend their time focused on things that they cannot, you know, they focus on things that cannot benefit them. You feel what I'm saying? Or does not benefit them. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, focusing on something that you probably don't even believe in, and someone else, you know, wants you to believe in that very thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yo, let it go. Release it. You know, because this is your life at the end of the day. No one else have to live your life but you. But you. So it's like, do you owe your life to somebody else and pleasing them and doing what they want you to do for their happiness? You know what I'm saying? No, let it go. Like, I'm all for us living a life that we want to live and doing the things that we choose to do, right? Because I'm not putting myself in a situation where I'm just doing a thing to doing this very thing, making myself miserable and sad just to make sure that you are happy or you are good and to please you, but you're not going to please me. Like, no, I'm not about that. Like, I'm going to do what I have to do for myself. If it ain't benefiting me, I don't want to have no parts in it. Straight up and down. And I feel like we should be doing things that are going to encourage us, that's going to uplift us, that's going to put us in a position where we want to be. And regardless of what someone else thinks, because people are going to talk. They're going to talk. They're going to say whatever it is that they're going to say. You know what I'm saying? And people are going to judge you or whatever. Let people judge you. Let people say what they're going to say. But at least you happy. You know what I'm saying? At least you're not sacrificing yourself or wasting your time on something that's not going to even benefit you. You know what I'm saying? There's so many women out there that's just like, they waste so many years and so much time on people, you know what I'm saying? Or trying to be everything for people, and they lose so much of their precious time. But what? We're in the age where we don't even have to do that no more. Like, you don't even have to have certain views that don't benefit you at all. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, anywho, but change is good, right? So we have the power to change what we believe, what we think, what we feel. You know, you could change that with just working on yourself, right? And change can be uncomfortable, sometimes even challenging, right? But in the long run, it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's good. Like, and I just honestly feel like if you are in a situation where things are not benefiting you, then you gotta let it go. You got to let it go, like some way, shape, or form. Because, you know, if you're waking up every day and you sad and you down, you know what I'm saying? And you have to do something that you really don't want to do, right? And, you know, and you are aware of this thing, then it's only up to you to get yourself out of that situation. It's not for someone else. Like, people could, you know, bring stuff to our awareness, but ultimately it's up to us to free ourselves from the things that hold us down. You know what I'm saying? And if it's a belief, then you gotta change that belief. Some people believe that they can't change their lives. And so therefore, their life continues to be the way it is. You feel what I'm saying? So, but we have to start like questioning everything that we are accepting in our life from people and even ourselves, right? The choices that we are making. Is it in the best interest for us? You know what I'm saying? The beliefs that you are believing in, that we're believing in, right? Does it benefit us? Like, does your belief, right, does it benefit you? The beliefs that you have, are they benefiting you? Are you getting what you want out of it? Straight up and down. Because if it's not benefiting you, then it's just wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? Then it's going against everything. So I just feel like we should be getting what we want out of life. Okay. If you guys have any questions, comments, you want to share your story, send an email to beautifulstar4u@gmail.com. That's beautifulstar4u@gmail.com. This is going to be a short show today. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Definitely connect with me on my website, www.beautifulstartpodcast.com. Okay. You go to that website, you see all the things that I'm doing in a private, right? Okay. You see everything that's on the website, that's what's going on. Okay. It's going to be some new things that's going to be coming to the show. We are definitely wrapping up the 30 days of positive affirmations. We only got like one more day of it. But I appreciate all you guys who have signed up, who was a part of it. It definitely has been something that has been uplifting. And like I said, I'm going to do it again, probably later on in the year. I don't know which month I'm going to do it in, but there's a lot of things that's going to be coming, a lot of different projects. And you guys, I want you guys to be a part of it. Yeah, so I thank you for tuning in. All right, peace.